It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Companies are lawyering up to navigate renewed government efforts to identify undocumented workers. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on how employers are worried about hundreds of thousands of letters coming from the Social Security Administration.
Businesses are asking lawyers how to handle an onslaught of what are called no-match letters that flag workers with incorrect Social Security numbers. Employers are being asked to look into inaccuracies, potentially exposing hundreds of thousands of undocumented workers who could lose their jobs. This is the first time this has happened in years, and it's part of the Trump administration's increased enforcement of workplace immigration violations. Ignoring the letters could leave employers vulnerable if immigration authorities investigate. Immigration lawyer Nathaniel Martinez.
The majority of businesses that we're seeing that are affected by the Social Security no-match letters are mid-sized businesses, several hundred employees, up to 1,000, and sometimes about 50 or 60% of their workforce have been affected by these no-match letters.
Martinez says his firm has heard from nervous business owners across industries, ranging from oil and gas and manufacturing to construction. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.
Okay, moving on. Some Democratic lawmakers are calling for impeachment proceedings to begin on President Donald Trump. However, commentator Walt Rubel says with this political climate, there is only one way that Trump can be removed from office. He shares his thoughts in this week's commentary.
Those who argue that impeachment is not about politics, it's about upholding the rule of law, or maintaining the integrity of the presidency, or anything other than politics, are simply mistaken. It's an easy mistake to make, especially for those of us old enough to remember the Clinton impeachment process. It had all the trappings of judicial proceeding, and the participants all spoke and acted as if they were engaged in the judicial process. But it was all pure politics. Blame the founders. They set it up that way. In our criminal justice system, there are specific elements laid out for each offense. A prosecutor must be able to prove each of those elements beyond a reasonable doubt in order to win a conviction. The ability to meet that burden determines if charges are filed. There are no specific elements for impeachment, only the incredibly vague standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. What the heck does that mean? Does it include lying about sexual activities with an adult intern? Well, as it turned out, that depended entirely on which political party you belonged to. The split decision in the impeachment of Bill Clinton by the House without conviction and removal in the Senate left both sides dissatisfied and brought us no closer to understanding what the founders meant and when impeachment is justified. In the criminal justice system, guilt or innocence is decided by a jury of our peers. I guess you could say the same thing is true with impeachment, but the difference is that none of those peers is impartial. They all have a personal stake in the outcome. If an impeachment process was started against President Donald Trump, I don't think there's anybody in the nation who would see Congress as an impartial arbiter. There is no greater or more consequential event in our country than the presidential election held every 4 years. Our next election is still 17 months away, and yet the national news is filled with stories every day about the 20-some Democrats who are vying for the chance to take on Trump. It's estimated that $6.5 billion total was spent in the 2016 election, with nearly $2.5 billion of that on the presidential race alone. An estimated 138 million Americans went to the polls that year to cast their ballots for our nation's next leader. Obviously, that's not a process that should be easily overturned. In the long history of our country, no president has ever been removed from office by impeachment. Clinton and Andrew Jackson were both charged by the House, but not convicted in the Senate. Richard Nixon resigned rather than face impeachment. But the Senate has never taken direct action to remove a president from office. And there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that our current Senate would make Donald Trump the first. In light of the president's stonewalling of congressional investigations, an argument can be made that starting an official impeachment process could make that obstruction more difficult. Others argue that impeachment is necessary to curb the president's abuse of power and set a historical precedent, even if it doesn't result in his removal. Democratic leaders in the House worry that impeachment would further divide the country and play into Trump's appeal to his supporters that the system is rigged and it's them against the world. All of those are political arguments, and they're worth having. Just understand that nothing Democrats uncover will lead to the impeachment and removal unless Republican senators agree that it should. And they won't. If Trump is to be removed, it will be by the voters in 2020. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.